Welcome to the 30 Goals Challenge for Educators. My name is Shelley Terrell, and today's goal is to rethink student behavior in classroom management. Dr. Haim Guinnett says, "I've come to the frightening conclusion that I am the decisive element in the classroom. It's my daily mood that makes the weather. As a teacher, I possess a tremendous power to make a child's life miserable or joyous. I can be a tool of torture, an instrument of inspiration. I can humiliate or humor, hurt or heal. In all situations, it is my response that decides whether a crisis will be escalated or de-escalated, and a child humanized or dehumanized." We are the decisive element. I think too easily we want to send the students away because we feel overwhelmed with the rest of the class and we want the principal to deal with it. But I don't necessarily believe in that. And here's the reason why. Because I really think we need to rethink punishment. I don't think punishment solves behavior. And I believe that part of our jobs in schools is to teach our children how to deal positively with the stress in their life. Because many times, that is their reaction. There is a root to the problem of why they are acting out. I started thinking about this, especially when I was teaching high school. I had one of the boys throw a chair at me. And then my first reaction was to get really angry. I had already had a bad day. And at the time, I wasn't doing the 30 goals. So I had allowed my stress and my anger to enter the classroom. I hadn't smiled like I usually do. I think it impacted the mood. And this student who had already had a bad day reacted in a very negative way. I was angry, so I had to excuse myself. I had to calm myself down first. I also allowed the student to walk outside and have a few minutes to himself and calm himself down as well. And then later, after he was calmed down, we had a talk. And I reminded him how much I cared about him and said, "Look, this is not you. I know there's something else behind this. I care about you. You want to talk, and I'll listen." And we talked, and he talked about, you know, his the situation at home. And after that, the student never threw a chair or did anything violent towards me again. Did he talk in class again? Yes, this is his normal behavior. And some students will. Yes, we know the students, and we try to understand that we are the adults in the situation, and the students are going through all these hormones and changes, and they're still developing into adults, and they're still trying to find ways to deal with their own stress and their own emotions and their own situations that they face at home. They're still, and peer pressure and all the sorts of things that go on when you're an adolescent, when you're a child, when you're a teenager. They still try to deal with all of this, and they're trying to figure out the best way to do it. And most of their lives, no one has taught them how. It's time for schools to take that role, to teach them how. And our actions, the way we deal with our own anger, the way we deal with our own stress, the way we have students, we show them ways to effectively deal with their own stress and help them to be able to start practicing this instead of just sending them away, putting them in detention, putting them in suspension, giving them demerits, giving them marks, marking down their grades. None of this helps their behavior. None of this really makes them reflect on why they did things in the first place, and none of it corrects the behavior. So I want you to think about it, and as a short-term goal, next time a student acts up, try and have the student think about a positive way to deal with that stress. Have the student listen to the student, figure out the root of the problem, and figure out a way that this to teach the student, to help the student, guide them into understanding other ways that they can relieve their stress and handle it in a positive situation, because life is always going to throw things at us. And teaching your student how to deal with that is a very important lesson, or sometime in the week, you can have students gather together and have a class discussion on how best they manage their stress and different strategies and things that they do, and how they can come up with a plan the next time they get upset of what they can do to improve that behavior. And if we approach it this way, then I bet we'll have a lot less classroom management problems. Today's shout-outs go to Frau Susie Murray and to Maria Lauda, who both write very honest reflections. They're very honest about how this is a continuous journey for them and how they're both developing, and they ask many questions. I think that's so important.